Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and President Donald Trump are taking the debate stage in Cleveland at this hour. Tonight's face-off, the first of three presidential debates before Election Day. Here's NPR's Sam Greenglass.
Trump and Biden have spent months attacking each other from a distance, on Twitter, during interviews and speeches. Tonight, the two candidates will meet on a debate stage for the first time. Trump is preparing to unleash attacks on Biden's son, Hunter, over his business dealings in China and Ukraine. Both campaigns say they expect Trump's taxes to come up, but Biden is likely to spend even more time hammering Trump over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Campaign advisors told reporters that on the debate stage tonight, the president needs to answer for the more than 200,000 people who have died in the U.S. from COVID-19 on his watch. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
Hours before a night when the issue of taxes is likely to be front and center, Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden and his wife released their 2019 tax returns. The Bidens' returns showing they paid almost $300,000 in federal taxes. Biden's paying an amount on income roughly $945,000. Release follows a New York Times report this week that in the year that President Donald Trump was elected, 2016, he paid just $750 in federal income tax and no federal income tax for 10 of the previous 15 years. A federal judge has rejected a proposed joint venture between leading thermal coal producers Peabody Energy and Arch Resources. As Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports, the decision could mean more trouble for the shrinking coal business.
The proposed merger was expected to save the two firms over $800 million in an increasingly challenging coal market. But a federal judge in Missouri felt the partnership would stifle competition. Market analyst Andy Blumenfeld says the decision will likely shrink the coal business even further, as the two firms don't plan to appeal.
We're going to end up with smaller producers just because the market's going away. I mean, you have to take into account even the announcements today from Vistra.
Following the decision, Moody's Investor Service said it expects at least a few coal mines in the West to close over the next few years. Arch's CEO recently said he could see scaling back operations at their largest Western mine if the merger was not approved. For NPR News, I'm Cooper McKim in Laramie, Wyoming.
For workers in the airline industry, Thursday could be a grim day. That's when as many as 40,000 employees at the major U.S. carriers could get the word they're being laid off, unless Congress comes up with another aid package between now and then. A clause in the initial $25 billion industry rescue package at the start of the coronavirus pandemic prevented airlines from laying off employees. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 131 points. This is NPR. Home price rises show no signs of slowing despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. A major index that looks at prices in some of the biggest U.S. markets shows prices rising in July at a faster pace. The Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index is up nearly 4% in July from a year earlier and up 3.5% from the previous month. The index did exclude Detroit-area home prices because of reporting delays related to the pandemic. Phoenix, Seattle, and Charlotte, North Carolina had the biggest one-year rises. Disney says it is laying off 28,000 workers from its Parks, Experiences, and Products division. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Disney theme parks, resorts, and cruises have been hard hit by COVID-19.
The pandemic has forced Disney to shutter businesses around the world. In a letter to employees, Josh D'Amaro, chairman of Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products, writes, "We are now forced to reduce the size of our team across executive, salaried, and hourly roles. Of the 28,000 employees affected, 67% are part-time. Since April, Disney covered healthcare costs of furloughed employees. D'Amaro says Disney is talking with impacted employees as well as to the union on next steps. D'Amaro calls the decision heartbreaking, but the only feasible option due to the continued uncertainty regarding the duration of the pandemic. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved sharply lower today, oil ending the session down $1.31 a barrel to close at $39.29 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.